have I just listened to, I hear you say? Well, it's the jingle for our first ESJ Year 6 podcast, created by me, Mr. Preston. On this podcast, you'll be hearing from all your teachers. I'm shortly going to be talking about jingles. And when you hear from Mr. Killick, I think he's going to be talking about sandwiches. And from Mr. Fellows, I'm not really sure. Last time I saw her was in Mr. Hamley's broom cupboard, scrabbling around, looking for some ideas for this podcast. So, as you have probably already gathered, this podcast is going to be dealing with some serious Year 6 issues. So, sit up, look forward, and show me your best listening faces. Super. Now that you are all making great eye contact, I can get started. We are hoping to do a podcast every week until the end of term, and we would like contributions from you to share on the show. Our first request is for a radio jingle to replace my one. I used two sequences on Purple Mash. I did it over 16 beats and exported it as an MP3, repeating it 3 times. You may have a different way of recording one, and that's fine. But when you email it over to us, it needs to be on an MP3 or a WAV file. You could use a computer program of your choosing, or you could record yourself singing, playing the piano, or even rocking out on the recorder. It doesn't matter. Now, if everyone sends one in, we will have 90 jingles, and it will be impossible to share all of them on the show. However, we promise to listen to all the jingles that are sent in, and we will put as many as we can on the Year 6 blog. We will then pick a few to go on the podcast. When you listen next week, we hope you agree with the choices for the show. Finally, with your jingles, be creative, make it catchy, and make sure it doesn't last longer than 20 seconds. Good luck, and we look forward to hearing what you come up with. Right, enough about jingles. Let's talk about sandwiches. Cucumber, cheese and peanut butter. That's my favourite lockdown sandwich. What's yours, Mr. Killick?
Ooh, my favourite sandwich, Mr. Preston, has got to be peanut butter and jam. I love peanut butter and I love jam. When you unite them both together, oh, a marvellous combination. Talking of sandwich fillings, one of my friends likes a pretty unusual filling in their sandwich. They have Brussels sprouts and tomato ketchup. Yeah, that's right, Brussels sprouts and tomato ketchup together in a sandwich. Don't get me wrong, I like both of those things, but I'm not convinced that them both together in a sandwich is that good. That being said, I shouldn't knock it until I've tried it, I suppose. So that got me thinking, what wacky sandwich fillings do I like? Now, I don't think this is as wacky as Brussels sprouts and tomato ketchup. I really like having a cheese, Nutella, and cucumber sandwich. I love chocolate, so Nutella or any other kind of chocolate spread is always going to go down well with me. And the combination of cheese and chocolate together is fantastic. And do you know what? The cucumber gives it a nice bit of added crunch. So, Year 6, we want to know, what has been the wackiest sandwich you've had during lockdown? What fillings have you had that other people may think are unusual or peculiar? Have you made it yourself? Has someone made it for you? Let me know and I will share some of your probably funny and slightly disgusting combinations on next week's show. Email us in either a message or a sound recording of yourself talking about your wacky sandwiches. Keep it short though, and we'll be able to play some of them on next week's podcast. Okay, now over to Miss Fellows, who I haven't actually seen in ages. Last I heard, she was walking around the school looking for some box, trying to find Mr. Hamley.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there? Can you let me out? Oh, I've been in this cupboard for ages. I don't know why Mr. Preston needed me to come in Mr. Hamley's cupboard to find his, what has he said, box of best ideas. It's so small I can't find it. And now the door's stuck. Oh, where's Mr. Hamley? He must be doing his rounds. He could be ages. Surely someone can hear me. Hello? 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 Anybody there? Oh, and this Mr. Hamley's mixtape. Oh, this is on a loop, and I am fed up listening to this. Oh, never mind. I've got so much to do. I can't sit here all night. Oh, I could just go through, couldn't I? Just while I'm waiting, I know. I'll go through. What have I got? Yeah, right. Year 6 picnic. I've got to do that thing on the podcast about that. So what have I got to tell the Year 6s? Okay. So it's a sat picnic. We can't do sats, but we will do a picnic. We've got to get into groups. You can have a theme. I'll tell them that. They can Skype, FaceTime, WhatsApp in their group. They don't have to get together other than maybe socially distanced. They could do that, yeah. Their group could have a theme. I've got to talk about that. What have we had in the past? Footballers from the 16th century. Superheroes. Cats that like custard. Flamingos. Any old thing, really. Oh, they could just make a fancy hat. And then afterwards, we'd like them to send in their photos and perhaps details of their menu and what their theme was and all that kind of thing. Right, so I'll tell them that. So, oh, I wish this song would not play again. How many times have I heard this? I wonder if... is that Mr. Hamley? Mr. Hamley? Mr. Hamley, can I come out? Hello? Hello, anybody there? Oh, my phone's going to run out. Oh, my battery's going to...